listeners of ACED English, welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》，This is 翩翩。哎 ，Sayla， 前段时间央视又有一部剧爆了，你知道吧？就是《人世间》。
Wow, really? So there has been a show that has been wildly popular.
Wildly popular recently.
Yes, recently in China, and you could say that it has blown up in China.
Ah, 我们可以说爆了，对吧？可以说 blown up in China.这个人世间呢，在英文当中好像被翻译成 a lifelong journey。
Okay, a lifelong journey.
哎，其实美国网友也看了哈，然后我们还找到了一些 reviews, 一些影评，我们来看看都写什么吧。
Yeah, so some American viewers have some comments about the show.
我们来看一下他们的 comments 都有哪一些。首先第一个。
Yeah, so the first one, they said, Gosh, just some minutes into episode one, I'm bawling my eyes out.
哎，他这个说刚刚看完第一集哈 ，just some minutes into episode one， 第一集刚看了几分钟，他说他就 I'm bawling my eyes out， 这什么意思呢
？Yes, that means they are crying so much. There are so many tears. They are bawling their eyes out.
就是简直就是流泪流了太多了哈，就是哭干了眼泪。
That's the sign of a good show.
Oh yeah.That's a sign of a good show. 的确是，就是赚足了大家的眼泪嘛。那美国人也说 I'm bawling my eyes out. 那第二个评论怎么说的呢？
The second one said, Personally, I prefer The Bond as my go-to heartfelt close family relationship drama.
那么这位美国网友呢，说他更喜欢 The Bond.就是这个电视剧，就是乔家的儿女，就是萝卜青菜各有所爱哈。
Yeah, of course. And then the last one said, I am waiting for English subtitles. Please alert if they will be available.
有很多人在问，哎，在哪里看呀？为什么没有英文的字幕呀？就这个也是代表了哈，说 I am waiting for English subtitles. 然后如果出了的话，
yes.
如果 they will be available, please alert.告诉我哈。
Yes, you know what we should tell them is they must learn Chinese to watch.
Exactly, right?
Yes.
有汉语呀，对不对？
Yeah.
那我们再回来去聊这个 lifelong journey, 就是人世间。那这个呢，据说在豆瓣评分好像是蛮高的。
Yeah, it scored 8.1 points on 豆瓣。
而且收视率还特别高。
And the viewer rating...was more than 2.6.
哎，它是不是创新高了？
Yeah, it set a new high for the average viewer ratings and sharing of a CCTV One series.
In the last 3 years. 近三年的新高哈。
Yes.
我们说创新高呢，就可以说 set a new high.
Yes.
目前呢，我感觉应该是最近这段时间是国内电视剧热度排行榜的第一名。
Yes, definitely. It is the current number one hottest domestic TV series in China.
就是国内电视剧呢，就是 domestic TV series.
Yes.
就是刚才那个美国观众说哈，就是 I'm bawling my eyes out. 我真的是哭瞎眼了，都已经。的确是因为剧情真实，而且呢，这个演员演技非常好，就是赚足了观众的眼泪。
Yes, agreed.This show brings tears to the eyes of the audience. And why? Because it brings a realistic storyline and amazing acting skills.
Exactly. 剧情很真实，我们可以怎么说？
Realistic storyline.
Realistic storyline. 就是这个故事线特别的 realistic,非常的真实哈。那么所以呢，就是说赚足了观众的眼泪 brings tears to the eyes of the audience.你知道吗？就是有很多台词特别的戳人心窝，这个怎么说呢
？Yeah, you would say that many of the lines in the show are heart-wrenching.
Heart-wrenching. 然后发人深省呢
？Thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking. Provoking 就指能够激发人的这个思想的，对不对？那台词呢，
yes.
就是 lines, right? Many of the lines in the show.Are heart-wrenching and thought-provoking.
Yes.
因为你知道吗，他这个作者哈是一个非常有名的作家。 It is adapted from a novel。 那么看他很多这个 lines 很多台词的时候，感觉里面是有很多的哲学的意味在里面的。
So because he is a good author、
exactly.
and it was adapted into a movie, it means the lines are written very well.
Yeah, exactly. 所以呢它比较的 thought-provoking. 那我们今天呢跟 Sila 一起来看几个非常经典的台词，好不好？
Yes.
那首先第一个，它里面有一句话说，亲人之间的这个矛盾哈，不能完全以是非对错论处。这个用英文我们怎么去翻译呢？
He would say, conflict with relatives cannot be completely judged by right versus wrong.
Conflict, 就是矛盾呢，我们可以用 conflict 来表示，对吧？ Mm-hmm. 就是亲人之间呢，是 with relatives,、mm-hmm. relatives 就是指亲人，对吧？
Yeah, the conflict between relatives can't be judged by right or wrong, only、mm-hmm. by this.
Yeah, exactly. 就是不能以是非对错论处，不能够、be judged by right versus wrong.、
Mm-hmm. And the word relatives is really good to use for this because relatives is more than just your immediate family. It is a better word than just family.
Exactly. 这个 relatives 就是指你的亲戚，对吧？不仅仅是指你的这个 immediate family.、Mm-hmm. Immediate family 就是你爸爸妈妈，或者说你和你的孩子、mm-hmm. 对吧，这是 immediate family.
Exactly.
那第二句台词呢，说妈说女孩的好年华就这么几年，但我觉得好人生比好年华更重要。这是周荣去贵州找他的诗人爱人的时候说的一句话。
So you could say, mom said, a girl only has so many good years in her youth.
青春就这么几年。 A girl only has so many good years in her youth.
But I think a good life is more important than a few good years.
这句话蛮有道理的哈，听起来就是好人生比好年华更重要。 A good life is more important than a few good years.
Yes, we should remember this.
对，应该记住哈，的确是这样的。所以眼光要放长远一些。下一句台词呢，就是老母亲说的，说你说这十个手指头伸出来，有哪一个不疼啊？
So this one, if it's literally being translated, says, if you extend your fingers out, tell me which one would not hurt if bitten.
首先伸出来呢，就是 extend out,对吧、你如果把你的十个手指头都伸出来的话 If you extend your 10 fingers out 那么你告诉我 Tell me Which one would not hurt 这个 hurt 除了受伤的意思之外还有疼的意思那么 Which one would not hurt if bitten 如果被咬了的话哎 Sila 你知道吗这个就是手哈在我们中国的这个汉语当中经常会被拿来当做一个 metaphor指的是孩子们比如说手心手背都是肉指的是哪个孩子都疼对吧然后十个手指头伸出来你咬哪一个不疼啊它也指的是不管有多少个孩子哪一个我都是心疼的
Wow, that makes so much sense. He is not just talking about your fingers.
Exactly. 下一句自古以来孝分两种一种呢是养口体再一个呢是养心智这两者呢同样重要缺一不可这个翻译起来不是很容易翻译啊因为这个孝它本身到英语当中基本上是没有一个完全对应的词、
Exactly, that is a very Chinese idea、
但我们试着翻译一下吧好不好自古以来、
Yes. So since ancient times、Respecting your elders has been divided into two types, Nourishing the body、and nourishing the mind.、Both are equally important and equally indispensable.、
那么他把这个孝呢翻译成了这个 respecting the elders, 就是尊重这个老人、对吧这也可以、然后呢把它分成了两种一种是 nourishing the body. 哎这个 nourish 是什么意思呢 N-O-U-R-I-S-H.
Yeah, nourishing. It has the idea of taking care of. So maybe if you have a plant and you are watering the plant and giving it sun, you would say you are nourishing the plant.
Nourishing the plant 就是照料对吧养护、Nourish 像照料花草一样的就叫 nourish、对不对 Nourishing、the body and nourishing the mind
Yeah, you must take care of both
Yeah, 但是你知道什么叫养心智吗 Nourish the mind
Like、use and train and develop it
这个养口体和养心智它来自于儒家的就是你知道孔子 Confucius、就是来自于儒家的一种思想、它里面有一个人、他叫曾子然后曾子去养他父亲的时候每次吃完饭之后呢他父亲都会问这个曾子就问他的儿子就说还有没有剩下的酒啊有没有剩下的肉啊然后呢曾子就说还有剩下的酒也有剩下的肉然后呢他爸爸就说、那你就把这个去分给别人吧就是我剩下的这个你去分给别人、对然后呢等到曾子老了之后呢曾子的儿子来养曾子的时候就是没有这一块就是他把他爸爸养好了吃饱了然后就没有给他剩下这些东西也没有去帮着父亲去分给别人所以呢当时就说这个曾子呢是给他父亲是养心智然后曾子的儿子呢、只是在给他养口体就为什么呢因为像曾子他的父亲吃完了饭之后还有一些 leftovers 还有一些剩菜他可以帮助到别人让他觉得他在这个世界上是还有价值的
Yeah
这就是在养他的心智、
Almost their purpose
对对还有他的 purpose 还能是够让他有这种 sense of value in the world、这就叫养心智
sense of value
对所以呢就是说在这个论语当中孔子也说过说至于犬马皆能有养就是说你养狗养马你都是养嘛你都是给它食物就是说如果没有尊重的话有什么区别呢
Yeah, you are teaching them how to live a good life and learn a lesson about life through the process.
Exactly.所以呢就是养口体养心智 nourishing the body and nourishing the mind.
Yes, and they are indispensable.
Exactly. 哎，第七句呢，就是说，事实就该说吗？就是那个周秉昆的爸爸就说了好多伤害他的话嘛，然后他就反抗，他爸就说：“我说的不都是事实吗？”然后周秉昆就反驳说：“事实就该说吗？”
Yes, I think many children maybe have said this before.
Yeah.
So now you can say it in English.
Yeah, 用英语我们怎么反驳呢？
You would say, does the truth always have to be spoken?
啊，太棒了。Does the truth always have to be spoken? 难道事实就该说吗？有些事实是不能说的，对不对？
Exactly.
Does the truth always have to be spoken? 好，第八句，走得越远，见识越多，认识的人越多，你就越能体会到人这一辈子，你真的在意的，同时又在意你的，就那么几个人。这几个人呢，就是你全部的世界。我们来看英文版的说法。
Yeah, so the farther you go, the more you see. The more people you know, the more you will learn.
Definitely.
Through your lifetime, you will care for a few, and a few people will care for you. These people are your whole world.
These people are your whole world. 这里面需要注意的就是在意这个词的翻译呢是 care for, right?Care for, 然后再一个走得越远见识越多 The farther you go, the more you see.
Exactly.
好第九句它里面有一个特别经典的台词苦吗嚼嚼咽了、
Yes, this you could say, is it bitter? Then chew it up.
苦吗嚼嚼咽了 Is it bitter? 苦不苦啊 Chew it up.把它给嚼嚼给咽了、right? Is it bitter?
Yes.
Chew it up. Chew 就是嚼一嚼的意思 Chew it up.
Yes.
苦吗嚼嚼咽了这个有的时候也是可以拿这一句来激励自己哈就是有的时候、life is so bitter, right? 但是 you have no other ways. You have to move on. You have to chew it up.
Exactly. It reminds me of when we talked about Eileen Gu when she had on her phone, how bad do you want it?
Yeah, how bad do
you
want it?
You need to work hard for what you want.
Exactly.
Chew it up.
Chew it up. Chew it up. 好，第十句，孩子大了，离开父母是永远的，再回来是暂时的。就是里面那个周南，他要去北京读大学了，然后呢，妈妈很伤心，对不对？然后就不舍嘛。 然后呢周南就说哎呀我以前也是出去玩过呀对不对那怎么这次那么上心呢他爸爸说、嗯、你现在大了你这次离开呢是永远的回来是暂时的、嗯、啊真的好戳心啊
Yeah, very heart-wrenching.
Very heart-wrenching.
Yes, I think a parent will read this one and have tears to their eyes.
Exactly. 、
yeah.
那我们来看英文版怎么说呢
So you could say, when a child grows up, they will leave their parents forever. Returning is temporary.
They will leave their parents forever. Returning,、mm-hmm. 回来呢 is temporary, 暂时的。Mm-hmm.的确是哈，下一句，有的时候呢，实话不一定是实情。
Sometimes the truth is not the whole story.
对 ，the truth is not the whole story. 对，我去了趟银行，我抢了50,000块钱，然后我吃了个饭，然后我回来了。但是我可以说什么呢？我可以说我去了趟银行，然后我吃了个饭，我回来了。Right? The truth is not the whole story.
Yes, you would say when you came home and told that story, you would say that you made.A sin of omission.
忽略之罪。最后一句我觉得特别美。他说年轻人之间的友谊是不需要铺垫的也没有预备期。Mm. 但是呢在他绽放之时每一朵都是真诚的。
This is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So when you are young, friendship does not require a foundation laid down or extensive preparation. But when the flower of friendship blooms, every blossom is true and genuine.
When the flower of friendship blooms, 友谊之花开放的时候 ,bloom 就开放的意思哈。每一朵花那这个花呢可以叫做 blossom. Every blossom is true and genuine. 每一朵花都是真诚的。
Yes. Exactly. We can learn so many life lessons from these lines.
Exactly. 这些台词里面我们真的是能学到很多东西哈。
哎，
这里面你觉得哪一个是对你来说特别的 thought provoking， 特别发人深省的呢？发你深省的呢
？I like the one about the farther you go, the more you see only a few people care, and they are your world. I like that one.
真正在意又在意你的就那么几个人哈，这几个人就是你全部的世界。
Yes, I have learned this after becoming an adult and being on my own away from your family and friends that those people are the most important.
Exactly. 那哪一句戳到你了就让你觉得有点 heart-wrenching?
Probably the one about leaving your parents forever.
Yeah, leaving your parents forever, returning is temporary, right?
Yes, my mom would not like to read that. She will maybe cry, so I will not tell her about that line.
She will learn it through her life.
Yes, she will.
让她用一生给我来体会这一个吧 wow.
Yes, yes, she is learning it now, and she does not like to learn that lesson.
对，虽然这个是 truth, but the truth does not always have to be spoken.
No, exactly. Good job.
好，那不知道我们的听众朋友们有没有看这个 A Lifelong Journey 人世间？不然你看了之后有什么感想？这些台词里面有没有你特别喜欢的呢？可以留言告诉我们。
Thank you so much for listening. We hope to learn some good words today and also some good life lessons.
Yeah, 我们期待你的留言。好 ，This is 翩翩
and this is Selah.
Bye bye.
Bye. Can't change me